Well, good morning. You guys are in for a treat. This sermon has been both 20 minutes long and 12 minutes long, so who knows what you're going to get. Our scripture today comes from Paul's letter to the church of Corinth, and this is not a perfect church. That's why he has to write this letter. I heard someone in my preaching class describe the city of Corinth as the business side of New York mixed with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So you get an idea of what's going on. The church of Corinth was having trouble staying out of this corruption that's been going on around them. But Paul loves this church, and so he writes to them in hopes to remind them of their spirituality and their abilities that come from God. And just like we said last week, Paul did not say, you get a spiritual gift and you get a spiritual gift, but the rest of you, we're all out. No, Paul says, you all get a spiritual gift. They are of varying degrees, but they should all be held equal because it takes us all. So 2 weeks in a row of talking about the same subject. I'm going to be really repetitive today, as my husband told me last night. But just so you know, this is an important subject, and so that's why we're hitting it so hard. And this verse we're going to read today is one that can be hard to really dig into and understand what it's saying. It's kind of a mouthful, but I invite you to hear it today as though it was being written to the church of First United Methodist Church of Blue Springs. So Gwen, if you'll come up.
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To each is given the Spirit of utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
All right, well, I believe there's no such thing as too much prayer, so would you pray with me one more time? Dear Lord, I pray that you just come before us today and allow us to open our ears so that we can hear what it is you want to speak to us. In your holy name, amen. So last week, Pastor Sally told a story about how she really wanted this awesome bike and how she finally got it as a Christmas present. And because she really wanted it, it would have been a little silly if she hadn't used it. But today, I am going to tell you the opposite kind of Christmas bike story, but it's for a reason. One year at Christmas time, I got a bike, but I did not ask for it. And if you will remember, my grandparents raised me. And so just like they didn't really want to teach me how to drive because they already went through their own three kids and they're not very good drivers, same as they didn't really want to spend the time to teach me how to ride a bike because I am quite clumsy. I wear pants all the time so you can't see how many bruises are on my legs. So it would have been a task. And so I completely understand why this was not something that I did. I was given a bike, though, when I was like 4. It had training wheels on it. I rode that like once, and we got a picture of it. It's a great picture. I'm really cute in it. But that's about all that I got from that bike. But I wasn't worried about it because scooters were really cool when I was growing up, and I was great at scooters, so I didn't need a bike. I definitely didn't need to know how to ride one. I mean, I get the logistics. You pedal, right? It's probably not hard, but I am clumsy, I don't balance well on it, and I can't figure out how to stop it, and I feel like that's probably a pretty important thing. So it's just not something that I was interested in, and I didn't feel gypped out by not knowing how to do it. But one year, I was around 16, and I'm sure my mother had good intentions, but I got a bike for Christmas. I guess a really cool one. It was like hot pink, and it was adult-sized. But I just remember thinking, why is this what you would give me for Christmas? And so I did not use that bike much. I can't ride it, first off. And I remember thinking, well, there's no point in me learning how now. I'm so clumsy, I will actually break something like my arm. So that's my Christmas bike story. It's a little bit different than Pastor Sally's. But there is a point. I treated my spiritual gifts in the same way. And so you will remember, we'll get to it later, but you will remember how I treated it. But each of us has a unique gift that has been given to us. God has blessed us with it, and there is a purpose behind it. And maybe you hated filling out that survey. It's okay, this is a safe space to admit it. But maybe you are so excited to get that result back. Either way, no matter how you feel about it, God wants you to use that gift. And if you are, or I hope you are, filled with a sense of wonder of what is it that he has blessed me with that I can use. But I know that you may also be thinking, oh, I am already so busy. I already help in church, and I'm just not sure that I can learn how to do something new. And just like I said with that adult bike, there's no point in me trying to learn now at this age. I may just break something. But this morning, think of my wasted bike. It sat in our basement for years. I think we finally sold it at a garage sale. I rode it once, not very well, and it wasn't a far ride. But if I had taken that bike serious and I had really tried, I could have been a pro rider today. I believe I could have. Maybe not, but I could have at least driven it or ridden it. See, I don't even know the language for it. I could have at least ridden it around the neighborhood as exercise, and I could teach my nephew how to ride it, but I can't. And there was so much potential in that unused bike. Proverbs 18:16 says, "A gift opens doors. It gives access to the great." So God has blessed us, not just given us, but blessed us with these spiritual gifts. And the doors that they open are the doors of the kingdom. And these gifts are not just things to scoff at or to leave in the basement, but they bring the greatness of God's love being shown all over this world. And I'm so happy to see this gift assessment again, because this survey, which was modified to fit our needs, was the same survey that I took with my old church. And if you were here this summer, you will remember that I didn't respond well to the results I got back. So this is a testimony of what not to do when you get your results back. But this assessment that you took last week, or that you are going to take this week, is the same assessment that told me my spiritual gift is pastor. And again, if you were here this summer, you will remember that I laughed at that. And I stuck it back in its envelope, and I put it on a bookshelf, and I just left it there. And so I encourage you, do not do that when you get your results back. If you hear one thing today, hear that I am a living, breathing, preaching example of how this gift assessment really can change your life and wake you up a little bit. This last week was a big week, and one day I registered for the Candidacy Summit, which is my next step for becoming a locally licensed pastor. And I also registered for graduation in May with a bachelor's degree in ministry. And neither one of those things would have happened if I had not said yes to what I got in that envelope. If I had not trusted that God must have given me this gift for a reason, and God will work through me if I just say yes, then we wouldn't even be here together today. And I am not a perfect example. It took me years to pull that back off the shelf and to really consider it and to allow God to work through me. I got a bike for Christmas that I did not ask for, and I definitely didn't ask for this spiritual gift, but I was able to recognize that it's not about what I think I can do with that gift. Our spiritual gifts are given by God, and His Spirit enables us to use them. So this is great news. If you get your envelope back and you think, oh, I can't do this, I don't know how to do this, don't worry. God can enable you to use those gifts. The results you get back, though, will not look exactly like what we read in our scripture verse. It's not going to tell us if one of you can speak in tongues or if one of you can perform miracles. That would be pretty cool to know. So if yours does somehow come back that way, let me know. But you're probably going to get back more realistic ones, like if you have a serving heart, if you have empathy, discernment, leadership, and things like that. Very realistic gifts that can be used both within and outside of the church. Cyril of Jerusalem, who is one of the early theologians, spoke on our scripture today, and he said, "One and the same rain comes down on all the world, yet it becomes white in the lily, red in the rose, purple in the violets. But the rain does not change, coming down here as one thing and now as another. But it adapts itself to the thing receiving it and becomes what is suitable to each." So in the same way, the Spirit takes us as individuals, and it blesses us with gifts and adapts them to us. And then the Spirit of God can work through us within that gift. I cannot stand up here because of my own abilities, but I can stand up here because God has enabled me to. So God has given each of us talents and gifts and ways that we can assist the body of Christ through them. So don't hide them away. Don't neglect them. Don't be ashamed of them. And do not doubt them. The Spirit has given and can enable that gift in you. Verse 7 today said, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." That is the New Revised Standard Version. The New Living Translation says, "A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other." And the Message says, "Each person is given something to do that shows who God is." So any way you say it, it says that God wants us to use our unique gifts for the common good, to help each other, to show who God is. And God is the one that can enable us to do that. And maybe you're thinking, well, I'm already helping at church. But this is not just something that can be used here, but it is something that can bring the kingdom of God to the whole world. And I say this all the time. Here's my repetitiveness, but I mean it. You could be such a light in this dark world. And if we all came together with our unique gifts, what an amazing fire we would be to behold. I'm sure you've heard the analogy of how we are all a part of the body of Christ. The eye could not hear without the ear. The hand cannot walk without the foot. Our verses today come right before those verses. So Paul goes straight from everyone has a spiritual gift, right into everyone should work together with their uniqueness. This one body was not made so that the hands could just be sat on and we could just wait patiently for the rest of the body to do what it needs to do. The body doesn't work very well if one part chooses to not work at all. So how amazing would it be to have the eyes of discernment, the thoughts of wisdom, the guiding hands of leadership, the feet of service, the heart of mercy, and the fingers of administration, all working together, each gift coming for its purpose. So I encourage you, open your envelope with excitement. I am excited for you to open them, and not just because I am hoping that you will say yes to helping in ways here at church, but because I recognize what a life shattering awakening moment it can be to see where it is God could actually use you. Within that envelope, you are going to get this pretty little sign-up sheet, though. Everybody laughs when I get to this point. This is not funny. I tell a lot of jokes you don't laugh at, but this is not one. You are going to get this pretty little sign-up sheet, and it is going to tell you how your gifts can be used right here at First United Methodist Church. It's very easy, simple things. And so I invite you to pray over that list. See where God is calling you to just say yes. And it's not hard things. They will only take just a little bit more time, maybe even the same amount of time that you're already giving here. And I know, again, I am much too busy to add anything to my day. I know that that is the reality of our world today. We're so busy getting from one place to the next, and we just don't have any extra time, and we don't have any time to stop and give a little bit to God. But I hope you get your results back and you see saying yes to God is not one more chore, and it is not one more thing to add to you to your to-do list. But saying yes to God is the whole point of being a Christian. By being a Christian, you get this beautiful gift of salvation, but that doesn't mean that you just quit trying after that. The world needs more Christians coming together and saying yes to God. You can bring the kingdom of God here. Even if that yes is something as simple as, I will come hang out on Wednesday night with the youth. It's a few hours, yes, but it does not take much else. I do all the hard work. And they are entertaining, so you will have fun. And on the surface, it looks like nothing too big of a deal, but God can use you to shape and mold some of our youngest believers. And even if that simple yes means I will push a button to change the slides at church, doesn't seem like a big deal, but if those slides aren't up there, how will we know what to sing next? I don't know all of these songs, do you guys? And Eli, he's back there alone a lot. You should have seen him during the first service at 8:15. Sally's mic wouldn't work. The power went out. That man needs some help. That is a simple yes, people. But even if your yes is, I want to start a small group and get people together that have the same burden or the same pain as I do, something so simple as gathering together, God can use to affect lives in that way. So if the gift will open doors to greatness, imagine what would happen if we all said yes to that. So if you get your results and you're still truly unsure where God is calling you to say yes or how your gifts are even able to be used, I am completely open to sitting down with you and praying with you and discerning with you where is it that your gifts are so needed today. And I'm going to say it one more time. You can be such a light. Just imagine how brightly our church would shine if we all say yes to God today. Not to ourselves, and not to our schedule, and not to our fear, but yes to the God who has blessed us with these gifts and is calling for us to use them so that we may change this world. As the body of Christ working together, imagine what greatness we can accomplish through the Spirit enabling our gifts. So I pray when you get that envelope back, remember, don't stick it on a bookshelf and forget it. But I invite you to say yes to it. Say yes to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, you go before us in so many ways. And you give us gifts that are adapted to our personalities and our abilities. And you are nudging for us to say yes to you. So I pray as we go throughout this week, you just continue nudging. And we either finish filling out the survey or we get our results back and we are able to just stop and be with you in a moment and say, God, where is it you want to use me? And Lord, I just pray that you would tug on our hearts until we are finally able to stop and say, yes, God, I can do this. In your holy name, amen.